For CGL News, I'm Kumaran Sathkarunathan. On Sunday, August 31st, Afghanistan recorded a major earthquake, killing over 1,400 people and injuring over 3,000 people. According to a United Nations official, the earthquake was of magnitude 6 and it collapsed many villages and trapped people under the rubble of their homes. The UN's resident coordinator for Afghanistan points out that Afghanistan has been dealing with multiple crises in recent times. Foreign governments haven't supported them due to the Taliban government, which is only recognized by Russia. On Tuesday, August 26th, Sri Lanka's former president Ranil Wickremesinghe was granted bail after being arrested the week before for the misuse of state funds. According to Sri Lanka's Criminal Investigation Department, in 2023, Ranil and his wife allegedly used state funds for a private visit to the UK. The trip included the graduation ceremony of Ranil's wife, Professor Maitri Wickremesinghe, at the University of Wolverhampton. After his arrest, Ranil Wickremesinghe was admitted to the intensive care unit of the Colombo National Hospital and he was unable to attend his hearing as well. Colombo Fort Magistrate Nilupuli Lankapura issued a bail order based on three surety bails of 5 million rupees each. For the fall 2025 semester, Concordia University and Université de Montréal reported a 37% decrease, while McGill reported 22%. These decreasing numbers are part of the aftermath of the change in governmental priorities and the restrictions put on immigration in Canada and Quebec. A spokesperson for McGill University revealed that these reforms were taken without consulting or considering the university. Furthermore, the spokesperson notes that these measures convey a negative image of the province internationally, resulting in a significant decline in interest in studying at Quebec universities. For more, go to cglo.com/news or follow CGLO News on Spotify.
CJLO 1690, welcome to the Electric Messiah Radio Show. September 11th, building collapse time.
I said I ain't no thief. Ghana.
CJLO 1690, this is the Electric Messiah Radio Hour. I'm in studio with a bunch of people, but before we get to all of that, I think we should play a song by a band called Drive-By Locos. They'll be playing tomorrow night at Fufuna Electric. We'll talk more about that after, but here's Fortress of Lies by Drive-By Locos. Fuego, CJLO 1690.
About movies always start out with the best of intentions. Opinions are shared, debates develop, but then things get heated, words get said, friendships are tested, disagreements break out. This is when the smackdown happens. Join us for our next epic grudge match, Sundays at 2 p.m. Cinema Smackdown, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Hey, do you love movies? Discover the best of art house cinema in three theaters all across the city. That is Cinéma du Musée, Du Parc, and Beaubien. Students only pay $11 per ticket, all day, every day. See you at the movies.
CJLO 1690 Electric Messiah Radio Hour. Hi, guys.
We are back.
Jay is here with me as always. Right? Are you with me?
I am Jay.
Yeah.
Lead guitar player dumbass.
Right. Jay is a dumbass. Anton is here. Matt from Screaming Steel is here. And Isabella is here. And we're going to talk to Isabella this evening about her book called Her Dionysus.
Dionysus. See a book is it on the counter Dionysus? Here.
Wait, yeah.
Yeah. This isn't our French class. Isabella and I are taking a French class at Concordia, as this is the Concordia radio station.
And this is the book right here, right?
Yeah.
We'll post a photo of the book. Hi, Isabella. How are
hi.
You? Hi. How long... This is... So you wrote a novel.
Yep. It's my debut. It's my first novel.
That's great. How long ago did you write this book?
I wrote about 2 years ago, and it took about another year to publish it.
Okay. How long did it take you to write it?
2 years.
It took you
so I started April of 2022.
Okay. Jay, have you ever written a book?
I'm planning on doing
Are you
so,
really planning on writing
I want to know about publishing. Do you self-publish, or do you hunt down people for that?
So I did a hybrid publishing company. So they kind of take traditional publishing and self-publishing, and they kind of smush it together.
Because the internet must have changed the game, right?
Yeah, totally. And a lot of people don't know how distribution works. They don't know how like the editing process goes. Some people also don't want to wait multiple years to get traditionally published. They don't want to go through the rejection.
And you don't want to hear no from 20 people that don't know any better.
Exactly. I mean, I know people that have been rejected 100 times, and then they're like, you know what, like, I'm going to just...
I've been rejected many times. I don't even have a book. Wait, what are we talking about? Yeah, no.
So how has it changed? Because this is not the first time you took 2 years to do this.
Yeah.
So... can you explain for, we're all independent artists here, can you explain the distribution, how you got publishing?
Yeah, so it can vary depending on author and where they decide to have representation. For myself, I basically didn't, I'm a newbie author, right? So I didn't know the whole scheme of things. So I went with a hybrid publisher. Like I said, they basically... I hired them, like I paid them, and then they helped me with editing. They helped me with like doing the art, the cover. Then they kind of have all these contracts with like Amazon and Indigo Books, Barnes and Noble,
and to print it. And they put the different barcodes for the different regions.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's super interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting, yeah. And then, like, there's other people, like I said, that do self-publishing where they do it all on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah, I decided to go with a hybrid publishing press, but it can have its own, you know, issues.
Did you do your own artwork?
No. I mean, I chose every single piece that was in the book.
So you collaborated with
it? I collaborated, they put it together, but, like, every single piece on the cover has a...
It's based on what's in the book.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so, like, the backdrop is New Orleans. It's set in New Orleans. There's the fleur de lis on the side there, and that's to represent the French culture. And the main male character is French. So each piece has like a theme, I guess you could say.
You know how to read, right, Jay?
I'm learning my letters.
Yeah. Well, tell us, what's the book about?
So the book is about a witch named Amelie. She moves from New York City to New Orleans. She's trying to...
First mistake she made, right?
No. No. I think that's
actually... sounds like a King Diamond album.
Yeah.
I think that's like the best thing that she's ever done. She's basically trying to figure herself out. She comes from a family that doesn't believe in witchcraft and witches, and she knows that she's different than everybody else around her, and... What better place than to go to New Orleans, which is like the capital of like witchcraft,
you know? Voodoo.
Yeah. Yeah. So she goes there, and then as she's settling in, she basically is on this like writing platform, and she meets a French vampire named Léon, and she's just completely captivated by him. And he's like a French rock star.
He's a rock star.
He's a rock
and
star
a vampire.
And a vampire. Yeah. Wow. So anybody who's a fan of Anne Rice and knows Lestat de Liancourt, who is a French vampire in her series, he becomes a rock star. And Léon is kind of like my Lestat.
Okay.
You're mixing two sex symbols in woman. One, the rock star and the vampire. Is he a firefighter too?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they dabble in
and
fire,
a
though.
They dabble in what?
In fire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right, of course.
Yeah, and Amelie, her main power is fire, actually. So she can, like, conjure fire with her hands and stuff. It's pretty cool.
I can do that sometimes. Well, no, that's not true. No, I'm just spitting alcohol on me and lighting myself on fire. It works.
You're doing the Gene Simmons with the flame?
You ever sprayed yourself with hairspray and then lit your shirt on fire?
I haven't used hairspray in 100 years.
That's a good point. I have no hair to use the hairspray. Yeah. So you're having an event this Sunday?
Saturday.
That's right.
Saturday the 13th, which is my lucky number, actually, and it's a witch number, so it's ironic that I chose the 13th for it.
Where is the event?
It's at Phoenix Books on Sherbrooke.
Yeah, Sherbrooke, and what is it? Clifton?
I think it's Belgrave.
Yeah, I think it's between Belgrave and Clifton.
Something like that, yeah. And it's an NDG.
It's actually, I think Belgrave and Clifton.
Yeah.
Or Hampton.
It's a really nice used bookstore. It's very vintage.
So
it's
for all the people that don't know about Phoenix Books, it's an independent bookstore on Sherbrooke Street in NDG. They have a little chalkboard sign outside that they're constantly writing stuff on and changing. And I always see super smiley, happy people going in and out of that place. And if you like books and independent bookstores, go to Phoenix Bookstore. And if you like all of that and vampires and witches, go there this Saturday. What time did you say the event was?
It's from 6 till 8.
6 to 8.
Yeah, and it's basically like a kind of like my book launch 2.0. It's a year anniversary of my book being out, and I wanted to get to know the community and, meet different people, celebrate, have fun. There's going to be coffee, tea, snacks, all that kind of stuff. And the owner is amazing. Her name's Raven. And Her name is Raven.
That's not her real name.
No, it is.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. She's super
cool. I wonder if that makes you want to get a bookstore.
Now with everything coming together, that's like the Crow.
He's
a rock star and a vampire that doesn't die.
Oh, yeah. No, I should just turn down my mic. Your voice is so powerful, Jay.
Oh,
it was blowing my eardrums. But it was just because my mic, my earphones were turned up way too loud. Never mind about that.
Vampire and a rock star.
Yeah.
Are you going to, do you have plans? Is this like a trilogy? Is it a series?
Yeah, there's more. So I'm actually writing a prequel book to this novel.
A prequel.
Yeah. So it's like set 30 years before this one, and it's following the male vampire character Leon.
Okay.
And he's in a different city at a different time period, and it basically is kind of showing how he, you know, got to where he is in this current book.
Jay.
Well. You know, since Montreal is a 300-year-old city, he can come in off the port of Montreal, then, because he speaks French, move to Louisiana. Yeah. I know, I'm just throwing some tips.
It's true.
Yeah, Jay's a publisher when he's not playing lead guitar.
No, I'm just brainstorming. No. Round table discussion over here.
Right.
So, we talked about, let's ask you a question. What kind of band does Leon play in?
Oh,
that's important for the book. Really.
Is it? Yeah. Does it say in the book?
I actually wrote the band name.
Okay.
It's a rock band.
I'm so nerdy. I'd be like, what's the tuning?
Yeah.
the band is, for me, my inspiration for Leon's band was like the Scorpions, Whitesnake, things like that.
Here we go again.
And so Leon's band is actually called The Devil and Desire.
If you do a screenplay, I'll do the song for you.
That would be awesome. I would love that. No, seriously, I would love that.
Well, we talked about playing a metal song that related to this book today, and we found one. Found one.
I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So can you name the band and the song for the people?
Slayer.
Yeah. And we played Slayer last week. If you were listening last week, everybody, you know that we played Raining Blood. Because it was raining so hard last week that, I thought it fit. And because the theme for the book is vampires, what better song than
At Dawn They Sleep?
From the album
Hell Awaits
by
Senyach.
All right, let's play it. This is At Dawn They Sleep, the live version. This is live in Anaheim in 2002, I think. Anyway, I'll let you know if that's wrong or not after the song. Here we go.
Got a song from Hell Awaits for you. You guys are familiar with Hell Awaits, right? Hell doesn't wait anymore. It's already here. Hell's been waiting for you to get to where you are. This is a song that goes out to all the blood-sucking leeches. You know who they are, right? We got a few hanging out. This is At Dawn They Sleep.
nation, you just reward a servant, our lord by your accord. Admonish a crucified foe and feel the immortality score. Arise, O vast of fate, to lie to men in certain death.
CJLO, 1690 AM. Yeah, thanks for cheering for us, guys. We appreciate all the cheers that we're getting. Let's pause this. All right. The Electric Messiah Radio Show, 9 to 10, Thursdays. Today is September 11th. I don't know if there's any significance for this date. Just kidding.
Can we loop that applause in the background and just have it play when we talk?
No. I don't know how to do that. do you remember where you were on 9/11?
Yeah, actually, I was coming home from work, and my roommate at the time got woken up and said, "There's buildings are being bombed in New York."
Yeah,
because they were working in a big tower. My roommate was working in a big banking office building that was like the 30th floor.
Yeah,
and when planes started getting hit with buildings, even in
when
even
planes in, started getting hit with buildings. Yeah, yeah, continue.
My edibles are kicking in. when planes started flying into buildings everywhere, a lot of skyscrapers, they just started evacuating buildings
everywhere,
even
around
in Canada,
the world.
In Canada, roommate got sent home because they worked in one of those banking places.
Yeah,
I was a child when it happened.
Yeah,
I was like 8 years old, and we had to evacuate the school and everything.
Yeah, I remember waking up, and my radio woke me up because I had the alarm set, and I heard something like. And then a plane hit a building in New York, and I just turned it off and went back to sleep. And I woke up a couple hours later, and my roommate was knocking on the door going, Charles, wake up, come out here. She was from France. And then I went out, and there's a bombing. I don't know what the hell's going on. I heard a bit about it on the radio, and I started freaking out. And then I saw on television, and all of a sudden I felt better. Like, I wasn't freaking out as much because I had a visual. You know what I mean?
But how did Building 5 fall with no plane hitting it?
Enough of that. My God. Yeah.
It just decided to fall by itself.
I was here at Concordia. You know what? We're done talking about this.
Listen here, Joe Rogan.
Screw this. Comeback Kid played on Sunday night. I don't know. Do you know where they played? No. They played, but they played in Montreal, I think. They played at Club Soda. You know, I don't really know. It doesn't matter. What I want to say is local Montreal band Prowl opened up for them, and we're going to play a song from them right now called Forgotten Realms. This is Prowl Forgotten Realms on CJLO 1690 Electric Messiah Radio. CJLO 1690, that was Prowl, The Forgotten Realms, and now we're going to play Glued Mouth, another awesome Montreal band, with the song Chartreuse. Check this out.
The fucking press I call. This is a bridge you can't.
Yeah, CJLO 1690.
We are back.
Electric Messiah Radio. Thanks so much, Isabella.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great to, to talk to you.
Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Yeah.
Go.
Hi to my dad. I think he's going to be watching the recording. Hi, Christina. I know you're listening.
Hi, Christina.
Hi, Christina.
And to anyone else, you know, who knows about the show, that knows me, that knows you guys, hello.
Right. And just remind everybody about the event happening this Saturday.
Yeah. So the event is September 13th from 6 till 8 at Phoenix Books in NDG.
Great. I'll see you there. 6 to 8.
Yep.
For some, are you going to have those sandwiches with the crusts cut off with the toothpicks in them?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
but
finger
I'll have
sandwiches.
No. But I should also mention that if anybody wants to add me on Instagram and follow my my books, it's Instagram is at books and books, coffee and witchcraft. Sorry, on Instagram. Yeah.
And if anybody wants to go to a link to that Instagram page, you can go to our page at Electric Messiah Radio, and we posted a link to your Instagram page where you can see all of these things, all of your work.
Perfect.
Thanks so much for coming in, Isabella.
Thank you.
That was fun.
Yeah,
that was fun. Thank you so much.
All right, now we're going to talk to Matt. Matt is the lead singer for a band called Screaming Steel. In fact, when I did my... we did like the first episode ever on this show with you, eh, Matt?
That's right. Yes.
In the mic, yeah. It was just a practice episode. It was the first interview, and that's it. You're forever tied into this show, Matt.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It was nice seeing you the other night at the Deftones concert.
Yeah, that was a great time.
That was fun. Did you get injured in the pit?
No. Unfortunately not. Go big or go home.
Did you say unfortunately not?
Go big or go home.
What do you tell me your review of the show?
Oh, I found it amazing. The mosh pit, the crowd, it was very active. And I found Chino, he sung just like on the record live. I found his voice very good.
Yeah.
He must be so much better since he quit drinking. How was that?
Oh, it was great. Like, watching old performances back, like, you can see that he's struggling sometimes. But when I saw him this time, he was, like, doing it effortlessly. He was really good.
Yeah, I've seen them at least 4 or 5 times. And you never know how high and drunk, how good the show is going to be depends on how drunk and messed up he is. So I'm so glad to see that he's been clean for like what, 3 years now?
Yeah, 3 years.
Yeah, no drinking. Did he say he's not doing drugs either? I'm assuming at this point in his life he's not doing drugs.
I think he is completely sober, yes, right. But I'm not 100% sure.
Right, well, good for him. Chino, we love you. Mm-hmm. What'd you think about the Idols? You ever seen them before?
I have never seen them, and I didn't even know like they were performing.
Okay. Oh, you had
so,
no clue.
No, it was
you
a total
just,
surprise.
You were so going just for the Deftones.
Yeah.
Did you know Barbarians of California?
I had seen them on the card, but I didn't like listen to any of their stuff.
Okay.
But I really enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it. Yeah. They're everyone's new favorite band, Jay.
How the styles? I don't know any of the lineup except Deftones. Did they have like?
Well, we played Modern Fashion was the second song. So let's just go quickly through the songs we played. To start the show, we played Viagra Boys with the song Ain't No Thief. They'll be playing Monday, September 22nd, a sold-out show at MTELUS. If you don't have a ticket, whatever. Too bad. Barbarians of California with Modern Fashion just played at the Bell Center on Monday. After that, we played... Well, what did we play after that? We didn't play Slayer. No, we played Fortress of Lies by Drive-By Locos. You can check them out tomorrow at Fufun with Death Before Dishonor. Then we played Prowl with the song Forgotten Realms. We played Glued Mouth with Chartreuse. We played Slayer at Dawn They Sleep, the live version in Anaheim. That's all we played today so far.
So if we go see this Viagra band, are they sponsored by Pfizer?
Say Viagra band.
Do you get dick pills for free when you go there?
If I think they're called... they are called dick pills. You're right. Yeah.
Does it come with a ticket? A free dick pill?
Yeah, they're giving out dick pills, Jay, at the show. Yeah. And like I said, it's sold out. Well, no, it's sold out. I'll get you in somehow. Matt.
Yep.
Yep. Tell us about new music from Screaming Steel.
So on this Saturday, we're going into the studio at Desolation Studio to finish our song, Slaughtered Cow on the Hook.
What's it called?
Slaughtered Cow on the Hook.
Slaughtered Cow on the Hook.
Yeah, that's okay. Right.
Yeah.
It sounds like a Texas barbecue.
It's groove metal. Like, we take our inspiration from Pantera, Lamb of God.
So I wasn't wrong.
Yep. Right on the money.
Good point, yeah.
But we also take, on this song specifically, some inspiration from hardcore and slam bands like Peeling Flesh and Tsunami.
Tsunami.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see Peeling Flesh?
I did not, unfortunately.
Did they just play with what? No, they're playing soon with Lorna Shore.
Yes, at Place Belle.
Do you know when that show is?
I forgot.
No, I forgot too. Yeah. Good. Hey, show up to the show with no information, AJ.
I was going to ask you where my notes were.
Yeah. I usually bring notes. All right, let's just play a quick promo and an ad, and we'll be back.
I got one question.
Yeah. What?
What tuning are you guys in?
I believe on this one it's D. Standard.
Cool.
Yeah, D as in D pills.
Hence the name.
Okay, here we go.
If you like served with a side of a little bit of and a heaping helping of then you're gonna love BVST, your best and worst of rock and roll, country, punk, and metal, every Wednesday from 7 to 9, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Arts in the Margins present Festival Flux, a Montreal experimental music festival taking place from October 1st to 11th. Festival Flux is a unique mix of concerts, workshops, roundtables, presentations, talks, and publication launches, all configured around community, care, and the sonic arts. You won't want to miss innovative artists such as Beam Splitter, Anne F. Jacques and Ryoko Akama, Bozzini Quartet, Andrew Cyril, Christina Warren, Violence Gratuite, Nada El Shazly, and more. For more information on the festival and how to get tickets, visit fluxmtl.org.
Yeah. CJLO 1690 Electric Messiah Radio. So we want to say a shout out again to Christina. Go and just say hi to her.
Hi, Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Yeah. Say
hey.
Hey, girl. All right, Matt. Let's play a Screaming Steel song. Let's play Hacksaw Trailer Park. By the way, great name for a song.
This next song's called
Hacksaw Trailer Park
by Screaming Steel on CJLO 1690. Here we go. CJLO 1690. All right, let's play some Sanguisigabog. This is Repulsive Demise.
Does it mean something in English?
Does it mean something in English, Sanguisigabog?
Yeah.
No clue.
You're the language guy, man. You are the language man.
That's right.
So I was just wondering.
We'll take a look and we'll get back to it. All right, Electric Messiah Radio, new Sanguisigabog, Repulsive Demise, CJLO 1690.
I defer to you.
All right, CJLO 1690, that was Sanguisigabog with Repulsive Demise off their new album, which should be coming out, I think it's at the end of September.
You know, they remind me of Godflesh, but with heavier guitars.
I would love to see Godflesh. I've never seen them.
You never seen them?
No.
Oh, man.
Are they allowed in Canada?
Justin Broderick or the
just in certain places?
Yeah, no, it was like just two guys and a drum machine, and these guys seem like they took Godflesh to another level. That's what it sounds like.
Love Godflesh.
I could be long.
Yeah, that's okay. We don't know much around here. We know not much. All right. Thanks everybody for tuning in. CJLO 1690. It's Electric Messiah Radio Show. Anton.
Hi, this is Anton.
Yeah, say goodbye to the people.
Say goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye, people.
Goodbye, people.
Yeah. Matt.
This is Matthew, and goodbye, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for coming, Matt. We appreciate it. And as soon as you get some new music, let us know, and we'll play it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Isabella, thank you for coming in and promoting your book.
Thank you. It's Isabella saying goodnight.
Yes, and we will see you this Saturday, 6 to 8, at Phoenix Bookstore on Sherbrooke Street.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all right.
And I am Jay, and we are out.
And we are out. And I am Chuck, and we will see you next week, 9 to 10, on the Electric Messiah Radio Hour, CJLO 1690. Have a good one, everybody. And let's do this.